Vice President Mike Pence met with Turkey's President Erdogan for over an hour today after over a week of harsh words back in Washington over Turkey's incursion into northern Syria and President Trump's unilateral decision to pull troops out of the region, abandoning the U.S. allies, the Kurds. Yesterday, the House approved a resolution condemning the Trump administration's policy in Syria, and Democratic leaders walked out of a meeting on Syria with President Trump. All of this while the impeachment inquiry rolls on. The ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, is testifying before House investigators today. Let's bring in NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hi there, Robin.
So we don't know yet that much about this meeting, but give us more context because the president has been saying things like, this isn't our border, it's not our business, the Kurds weren't angels. And even some Republicans were saying that he ruined any chance that Pence might have had to arm twist Erdogan to stop the incursion.
Well, the message from the president is it's not our problem. Let Russia and Turkey and the Kurds fight it out. I want to get out of the Middle East. At the same time, he sent Pence over there to get a ceasefire, to get the Turks to agree to a ceasefire. But Erdogan has told the Turkish parliament that he won't agree to a ceasefire until Turkey has established control over northern Syria. That's what they're doing right now with their military incursion. The president even sent that letter to Erdogan 3 days after the phone call, where he basically gave a green light to the Turks, where he said, don't be a fool, don't slaughter the Kurds. But Erdogan went right ahead.
Yeah.
So it's unlikely that Erdogan would turn around and agree to a ceasefire right now.
Yeah. We'll talk about the feeling in Washington, because I mentioned the House vote condemning the administration's policy in Syria. Over 100 Republicans joined that vote. What's the sense of what's going to happen from lawmakers?
Well, that's a really good question. The House vote was overwhelming, 354-60, to condemn the president's decision to pull out of Syria and to allow this to happen. And included in that 354 vote were the Republican leaders of the House, which is unusual. But Congress is talking about sanctions, sanctions that might be tougher than the ones that the administration has talked about. This has been a very loud pushback from Republicans about this. In the past, they have felt more bold to criticize the president on foreign policy than on other issues, mostly because the Republicans' base, the president's base, doesn't care as much about foreign policy as they do about issues like immigration. They don't really know who the Kurds are. But also, I can tell you that some members of Congress are starting to think about the future, thinking about what, if anything, Congress could do proactively to make sure that, for instance, if Trump is reelected and he wants to pull the U.S. out of NATO with a tweet or pull U.S. troops off the Korean Peninsula with a tweet. They're wondering what, if anything, could Congress do to stop that?
Well, in the time we have, I really want to ask you about the ongoing impeachment inquiry. It's kind of stunning that these things are parallel. But we have Ambassador to the EU Gordon Sondland testifying before the House today. He's one of the self-described three amigos that say they were directing U.S. policy toward Ukraine, even though none of them had that in their portfolio. He's, you know, answering questions today. What are we hearing?
What we know is that as part of Gordon Sondland's opening remarks, he says, quote, inviting a foreign government to undertake investigations for the purpose of influencing an upcoming U.S. election would be wrong. He said withholding foreign aid in order to pressure a foreign government to do so would be wrong. He said he never participated in such undertakings. I think what he is doing in his testimony is trying to say, look, I was trying to help Ukraine get the aid they needed.
Well, we knew in reports leading up to today that at least reports said that he was going to say that he had a phone call with the president, in which the president told him to tell another concerned official that there was no quid pro quo. Do we
know
if he said that?
Yes, he's not denying that the president told him that, but he's not saying there was no quid pro quo. He is merely saying the president told me there was no quid pro quo. He says he called the president directly. He said, I asked the president, what do you want from Ukraine? The president responded, nothing. There is no quid pro quo. The president repeated no quid pro quo multiple times. This was a very short call, and I recall the president was in a bad mood. And just to remember the timing of this, the call was on September 9th. On September 9th is when the House Intelligence Committee was informed about this whistleblower complaint, and the whole thing was beginning to come out in the public.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson, thank you.
Thank you.